We finished 2 weeks of journeying toward the coming of Christ. We journey alongside Mary and Joseph moving toward his birth in Bethlehem. We journey alongside each other toward his coming sacramentally and his coming personally to comfort and encourage us to keep walking in virtue. And we continue to journey toward his coming at the end of our lives and at the end of time. All travel and no play can be pretty tough on us, though. So this Sunday, the church bids us rejoice, to rest and rejoice. Gaudete Sunday, we call this. Isaiah, in that first reading, spoke about singing joyful songs and about enjoying the flowers along the way. Gaudete Sunday, rejoice. The way is not without its rejoicing and joy. And the gospel today shifts from focusing on the second coming from the last few weeks to focusing on the greatest of the prophets, John the Baptist, who showed us how to prepare for his coming. John had said the best way to prepare is to repent, to confess our sins, and to humble ourselves before the coming one who is mightier than we. And today, John asks a question of Jesus, whether he's the one, because John's heard about miracles. It's interesting that Jesus' miracles are what prompt John's question. And then Jesus' reply is simply, well, follow where the miracles lead. But then he does two other things. He connects his miracles to the prophet Isaiah, our first reading today. And Isaiah connects those miracles with the Messiah. So Jesus is implying, follow the miracles, find the Messiah. Second, Jesus says to John and to every one of us, blessed is the one who takes no offense at me, who finds no stumbling block in me. The gospel implies that the miracles are what got John's attention. But the miracles are not enough on their own. The blessing comes not so much in the miraculous works of Jesus, but rather in the person of Jesus himself. Blessed is the one who finds no stumbling block in me, which includes what he does, but is more than that. Because the greatest and the most important work of Jesus was not his healing miracles, but his death on the cross and his resurrection to glory. You and I are certainly called to work miracles, just as Jesus and the apostles did. We're to pray for the healing of body, mind, and spirit, to pray for the conversion of hearts, our own and others. But in our journeying to Christ, the miracles are just to get our attention. Because in this fallen world, we have so many things competing for our attention. Do you ever get distracted from the more important things? What'd you say, Father? Do we ever get distracted from the most important thing? Well, most often, the mindset that we need are not most important, most often the miracles we need, are to heal our sight, not to see in this fallen world, but to see the necessity of faith and the importance of virtue. We need to hear not more commercials or videos or what's on the radio, but rather that quiet voice of Christ speaking his truth in the midst of all the distortions of this world. We need to be healed to leap like the stag Not so that we can play basketball better than MU or KU, but so that we can leap and run to Christ, who's the destination of all of our journey. You know, we have lots of plans and hopes and desires. Have we ever asked Christ if they line up with his plans, hopes, and desires? Or is our will becoming a stumbling block on our journey towards Christ? If you had to choose between your will and Christ's, which would it be? Probably depends on what things we're thinking about, maybe. St. James, in our second reading today, exhorts us, be patient. Make your hearts firm. And don't complain about one another. St. James knows us well, doesn't he? For us to be patient, firm, and uncomplaining would be one of the greatest of Jesus' miracles. But that is what he came to accomplish in us. Now, I wonder if sometimes we begin to believe that the glory of this world, with its entertainment and technology and fancy food and fancy clothes, maybe that's greater than the glory that Jesus has prepared for us in the world to come. If we had to choose between this world and the next, which would we choose? Are you willing to make that choice right now? And in fact, we do have to make precisely that choice. Christ's will or mine? The current world or the world to come? The house that is the church, where we're kept safe for the kingdom of God? Or the pleasures and distractions of our society, where we run from one thing to next without ever finding what truly satisfies? How many of us would tell Jesus, well, I want to put a few things in order first. I'd like to finish this project, or this school year. I'd like to do these things with my family. Come back in a few years, and then I'll be ready for your coming. Thinking like that is why we need the healing miracles of Jesus, because we're not seeing the better things to come. We're not seeing the pearl of great price that is the kingdom of heaven, where the adventures and the learning and the family and friends are open to us for all eternity. We need to pray for miracles to be worked in our own lives. We need to pray for miracles to be worked in the lives of those around us. We need to be instruments of those miracles. Physical healings are good, important, necessary. We can and should pray for those. But the healing that is most important and most necessary is the healing of our spiritual sight, the healing of the ears of our hearts, the healing of our minds to think rightly about heaven in comparison to the earth, the healing of our tongues to speak not complaints but blessings, the healing of our wills to desire nothing but what Christ desires. Then those miracles will lead us through death and resurrection to the miracle worker, to the glorious person of Christ himself. And then, as children of the Father in the heavenly kingdom, we'll be greater than John the Baptist in all of his prophetic greatness. Then we'll have eyes that see, and ears that hear, and tongues that sing joyfully, and feet that leap swiftly after Christ wherever he should go. So here's the homework for the week. Pray for miracles this week that lead you to the miracle worker. Physical miracles, but more importantly, spiritual and moral miracles. And pray for a heart that's not bound to this world, but always ready for heaven.